R. Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. Bobby McMillan has been described as many things. He was known as a ballad singer, a storyteller, a folklorist, a mentor, a researcher, a preserver, a collector, and even an encyclopedia. His work earned him awards including the North Carolina Folk Heritage Brown Hudson Award, the Bascom Lamar Lunsford Award, and the North Carolina Heritage Award. Bobby's performances included the Smithsonian Bicentennial Festival of American Folklife, the North Carolina Folk Festival, artist-in-residence programs across North Carolina, the International Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee, the Union Grove Fiddlers Convention, Carter Family Memorial Festival, the New England Society of Folk Music, the Celtic American Festival, the 1982 World's Fair, and many more.
Old Joe Dawson, the bully of the town, oh lordy lord. Old Joe Dawson, the bully of the town, he rode through the haywood and got shot down.
Bobby grew up in Caldwell County and spent much of his life in the Celo area. In his childhood, he attended school with relatives of Tom Dula, the central figure in the well-known North Carolina ballad. Bobby's family roots in Mitchell and Yancey counties connected him to the story of Frankie Silver, the first woman executed in North Carolina history. The liner notes of Bobby's album, A Deeper Feeling, Songs and Ballads from the Southern Appalachians, explain part of the inspiration for his life's work of preserving and collecting mountain songs. When Bobby was 12 years old, he realized that the ballads and songs he was hearing on his grandfather's old talking machine were versions of the one he was accustomed to hearing from his family and friends in the community. The death of his grandfather during this time period heightened Bobby's awareness. He knew it was important to write these songs down.
Agra Bailey had three sons, Folliday, Folliday, Folladingster Madario.
Bobby McMillan passed away on November 28, 2021. His passing leaves a great void in the traditional music and Appalachian cultural landscape. Throughout the course of his life, Bobby took this awareness he gained from his grandfather's and turned it into a legacy of collecting, performing, and friendships. Bobby not only collected songs and stories, but he also shared them. He was a model for many singers and folklorists. William Ritter was one of the people who was lucky enough to study closely with Bobby. He and Bobby worked together through a program sponsored by regional arts service organization South Arts. For the In These Mountains Folklife Apprenticeship, Ritter served an apprentice role as Bobby shared his songs, stories, and experiences.
As we were marching down to Venera, as we were marching down to Venera, our captain fell in love with a maiden like a dove, and they called her by name, Pretty Peggy, oh, and they called her by name, Pretty Peggy.
William readily admits that he could have recorded more songs than he did from Bobby, but he carries no regrets from the fact that he was most interested in being Bobby's friend. William says, Bobby was really easy to talk to. It did not take long to become a good friend of Bobby's. He continues, if you were really interested in ballads or you were really interested in mountain culture, the way mountain people talked, he would talk to you until he was blue in the face. That was one of his great joys. That and the Atlanta Braves, which I'm glad to say he got to see win the 2021 World Series. William recalls another of Bobby's traits that kept coming up as friends remembered him. One thing that came up also about Bobby was what an incredible listener he was, especially for someone who talked so much. He was always, always really listening. He had really carefully listened to people he had learned from. This ear for detail led to a memory of thousands of songs and volumes of notes and transcriptions in Bobby's trademark college-ruled blue books.
There was an old man lived under the hill. If he ain't moved away, he's a living there still. Sing fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. Well, he hitched up his horse and he went out to plow, and how he got around, I don't know how. Sing fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day.
When evaluating his future path, a young Bobby had the choice to go to college and become a scholar of the culture he loved, or to remain a part of that culture and share it from within. Kratos Williams, legendary folklorist, linguist, and namesake of the graduate school at Appalachian State University, advised Bobby to be a part of the music rather than someone who observed it. Bobby forged his own path as a song catcher and preserver. Ritter remembers how Bobby could use his knowledge of ballads to create what he called collated versions. Ritter remembers that someone would bring him a song that had like one verse, and he'd be like, oh, I know more verses to that. And he'd be able to take a remnant, a broken fragment, and then work it into an entire song because he knew the music so well. An accomplished musician and folklorist himself, Ritter recalls what it was like to sing with Bobby. So often you'd sing a song in front of Bobby and he'd be like, that was really nice. And then he'd sing a 32-verse version of it.
My dearest dear, the time draws near when you and I must part. And no one knows the grief and woe of my poor aching heart, or what I suffered for your sake. It's you I love so dear. I wish that you could go with me, or I could tarry.
Ritter remembers the power that Bobby commanded with song. You know how it is. Sometimes you hear a song for the first time and your hair kind of stands up on the back of your neck and you're like, oh, that's awesome. I need to learn that. But around Bobby, it would get exhausting because it was like all the time. He would just be doing that to me all the time. Many ballad singers and festival goers are saddened that they will no longer hear Bobby McMillan tell tales or sing the old love songs again in person. But his efforts to present the music, document the traditions, and tell the stories have left a lasting impact. As of early 2022, efforts are underway to preserve and organize Bobby's papers at the Liston B. Ramsey Center for Appalachian Studies at Mars Hill University. With his life's work preserved and organized, Bobby McMillan will continue to be a source of inspiration and wisdom for generations to come.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the road.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.